في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. And then you say, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. These are four things we should constantly seek refuge in Allah from. Who are the ones who are spared from the trials of the grave? Al-fitna. Who are the ones who do not go through these trials? Number one, the top of the list, al-shaheed. Al-shaheed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, للشهيد عند الله ست خصال يغفر له في أول دفعة ويرى مقعده في الجنة ويجار من عذاب القبر ويأمن من الفزع الأكبر ويوضع على رأسه تاج الوقار الياقوتة منها خير من الدنيا وما فيها ويزوج 72 زوجة من الحور العين ويشفع في 70 من أقربائه. صلى الله عليه وسلم says there are 6 qualities for the shaheed. 6 qualities. Number one, he would be forgiven with the first drop of blood that comes out of his body. His sins would be forgiven. Number two, he would see his place in paradise. Number three, he would be saved from the punishment of the grave. Number four, he would be saved from the fear of the most fearful day, the day of judgment. Number five, the crown of tranquility will be placed on his head. One emerald in it is worth the world and everything in it. And he would, number five, he would be married to 72 of Al-Hur Al-Ain. And number six, he would be given intercession, shafa'ah, in 70 of his relatives. These are qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the shaheed. One of the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, ما بال المؤمنين يفتنون في قبورهم إلا الشهيد. O Messenger of Allah, how come the believers go through the trials, the fitna of the grave, but the shaheed doesn't? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَفَى بِبَارِقَةِ السِّيُوفِ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ فِتْنَةِ. The shining of the swords over his head is enough of a fitna for him. In the battlefield, when the swords are shining over his head, and that glimmering of light is reflected off the swords, and you see death in every moment, that is the fitna for the shaheed. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him pleasure and tranquility in the grave. Number two, المرابط الذي يموت في الرباط. Al-Murabit is the soldier who is stationed in a position away from home, guarding the Muslims, waiting for instructions to fight. That is Al-Murabit. It comes from Rabat. Rabat is when you tie something. Al-Murabit is someone that is tied to that post. He cannot leave. It is as if you are tying a camel or a horse. That guard, that soldier has to take that post and has to guard it day and night. It's a very difficult job. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the murabit a special reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كُلُّ مَيِّتْ يُخْتَمُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ إِلَّا الَّذِي مَاتَ مُرَابِطًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهُ يُنَمَّى لَهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَأْمَنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everyone, their deeds would be terminated the moment they die, except for the one who dies as a murabit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would continue his deeds for him and they would keep on growing until the day of judgment and he would be spared from the fitna of the grave. The reward of al-ribat. Finally, there is a hadith mentioned that the one who dies on the day of Jum'ah also gets this honor, and this is a hadith that is Hasan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَمُوتُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Any Muslim who dies on Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would spare him from the punishment of the grave.